Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From food to fun and so much more, The Joan Hamburg Show, exclusively on 77 WABC.
All right, everyone, welcome to The Joan Hamburg Show. Who can believe it's Mother's Day already? I hate to say that I have to remind my children, but I actually put a little thing in there. They think that it's like a Hallmark holiday, and I keep explaining, don't. Think of it as something real. And I decided to touch base with one of my favorite foodies, Donatella Arpaia, who's a very well-known restaurateur, a television personality. You see her all the time on the Food Network, a mama of a really adorable little boy, a wife, a daughter. She's got all these things and works so hard. Her latest restaurant, Prova Pizza Bar, in Grand Central Terminal. So, Donatella, are you going to do a Mother's Day or you're working?
I'm not working. I'm going to start Mother's Day with my husband and my son are going to make me breakfast in bed.
Yes.
And then I go to my mother-in-law's for brunch, and then I make dinner for my mom.
You make dinner at home or no restaurant?
At home. It's here at home. Yep.
All right. Well, I like that. And does everyone come or the men in the family are working?
No, they're coming. Although my brother's about to give birth any day. So that might put not my brother.
Yeah, and his wife.
That might put a wrench in it.
That's exciting.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. What do you like to do for Mother's Day?
You know, we eat out so much that it's like that isn't really a treat, even though
yes.
I love restaurants.
I agree. I'm the same way. Though for holidays, I feel like if I'm at a restaurant, it feels more like work. There's nothing like a home-cooked meal.
I know. And it's relaxing and everything else. So we'll figure it out. And I like to do things. Like if it's gorgeous, my daughter's very good at organizing like a little mini hike or a walk or doing something special. Maybe doing a little neighborhood deal. So we'll figure it out. But my gosh, your son, and I follow him. He's the cutest thing. And of course,
he is cute, huh?
He's really cute. Is he interested in food?
He is interested in food. He's mostly interested in candy. He likes to have candy and cheese festivals all the time, but he loves food. He loves smoked salmon and prosciutto, but he's a sugar lover like most children his age.
You know, it is a problem. I know. It's tough. How old is he now?
He's 5, and everyone on social media loves him. It's unbelievable. And he likes to be on it. He teaches me how to do Snapchat. It's crazy.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding you.
That's hysterical.
I wish I were, but I'm not.
But listen, you were interested. Snapchat was not part of the vocabulary when you were growing up with your family. But a restaurant family and summers on an olive oil farm when you could with grandma. So you were like your kid. It was all part of the vocabulary.
Absolutely. We grew up in a food culture. And as my husband, who's Scottish-Irish, said, you know, until he married me, he had no concept about the, you know, how much food can permeate your life and how it's an obsession and a discussion. And, you know, at family holidays, everyone's a chef in the kitchen at my house. So it's kind of a comedy out of a big night almost.
But, I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I grew up in a food family and that's why, I have to cook for my mom on Mother's Day.
And does your husband, has he really learned to appreciate all that food?
He has. When I met him, he was He was, I called it, he was just eating gels and seeds because he was training for a triathlon. And he says, well, just want you to know I'm not a foodie. And, you know, I didn't grow up in a food family, and it's not going to really change. I said, it will.
And it did.
You just be surrounded by the good stuff, and then you won't be able to go back. And, you know, months later, he's a surgeon. He was invited somewhere at some Italian restaurant. He's like, this is a bastardization of the cuisine. They don't even know how to do this correctly. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
Look what you've done.
Like anything else, the more you learn about something, especially food, and you're exposed to the good stuff, it's hard to go back.
Of course, and Donatella's husband is a really renowned cardiologist, a major...
Heart surgeon, cardiac surgeon. Don't say cardiologist. He gets upset.
Cardiac surgeon. Okay.
Yes.
I won't say that to him. So
he gets upset with that. Yes, but at Mount Sinai, yes. He specializes in the aortic aneurysms and all different surgeries of the heart.
Yeah, big time. So tell me, Donatella.
So what can we cook for Mother's Day? What can we cook for Mother's Day?
Well, you tell me. I'd rather, you know, Donatella does on social media recipes, which are really fabulous. So what are you doing?
Well, I think that most, you know, whether you're a mom or you're having your mom over, it's usually a brunch scene. So the goal is to enjoy yourself and not do too much stuff and do things the night before. But I think... First of all, I think you could build a crostini bar for lazy Sunday brunches where you just have the bread toasted. You brush it with a little olive oil, and I put a little grated Parmesan cheese, and I bake it. And then you can have a bar of different things like smoked salmon. You can do eggplant, prosciutto, gorgonzola, and people make their own bar. And I think that's a good appetizer. It's really easy, and you can make the toppings the night before. Like even your classic bruschetta, and then you marinate overnight, and then you just bring them to temp, and all you're doing that day is just toasting bread, which is easy.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, another great idea I like to do is and it's funny because I'm on the Today Show a lot, and they say the most searched word is casserole. Moms are obsessed with casseroles, which is such a throwback. But
right, to the 50s.
French toast casserole is amazing to do and is also great to prep the night before. It's almost like becomes like a bread pudding. You can, it's really hard to mess up all the basics of like a bread pudding, French toast, and then you just, that morning, you pop it in the oven, and then you have like a savory, a sweet course, and you can just have mixed berries and syrup. And then I also like to have an egg, which I like to do a frittata soufflé.
How do you do that?
And a frittata soufflé is you do whatever type of egg you want for that, whether, you know, it's springtime, so asparagus, peas, some durée cheese. You make the egg mixture with Parmesan, parsley, and then what you do is beat some egg whites, and you fold the egg whites into the egg, and then you just pop it in the oven, and it just really creates a lighter type of souffle, so it gets nice and puffy and golden.
I like that.
And that's also great because it could be served hot, it could be served at room temperature, and I feel like you're covering the gamut. You're having the eggs, you're having the sweets, and you're having the crostini. And then, of course, a little mimosa.
Of course.
you know, a little prosecco with perhaps fresh peach juice,
nice.
Or fresh squeezed orange juice. And I think it's all about the details. You know, that day, get by the extra fresh squeezed orange juice and make really great coffee and have a good quality prosecco and, you know, pay a little attention to the presentation. You know, break out your good china. Don't use paper plates for Mother's Day.
Right. And I'm sure your mom loves it and loves being with the babies and all of the good things. Let me ask you a couple of things.
My mom just wants to know that I like my house is clean.
Uh-huh.
She's a neat freak, so she's inspecting my home.
Oh, my gosh.
My comes the day before. yes, of course. Yes, I make sure I get the house cleaned or I clean the house the day before because I know she's going to go looking in my closet. She can't help herself.
That's so funny. My kids aren't like
funny,
that.
But it's true. It's true.
Well, you know, when my kids were growing up, we had a farm in rural Vermont. And what do you do in rural Vermont? You know, except ski if there ever, you know, snows there. And we'd go antiquing all the time and go to local auctions, collect every bit of stuff that no one really wants. So as a result, both of them are more purists. You know, they don't like a lot of stuff. They like very clean lines.
So, that's good.
Right? So
that's
most
good.
Of the time I shove all that stuff in the closet and they think that I've totally redone everything. A couple of things. First, you've done a lot and still do on the Food Network. Are you still having a good time? You were just doing, you were just on it.
Yes, I was just doing Iron Chef Gauntlet, which is a retake of Iron Chef America. And I think, you know, there's gossip about it coming back. I do a lot of I'm a guest judge on Beat Bobby Flay, on Chopped, on all these shows.
Right.
I'm on, you know, the Today Show, like, every 6 weeks doing recipes. And I just, right now, it's all the digital world. I do a lot on the digital medium, constantly creating recipes and Facebook Lives events where I'm cooking. So it's a whole new world, Joan.
I know, but you're enjoying it and you're really busy. And it still didn't stop you from opening another restaurant in a really busy place, Grand Central Terminal, Prova Pizza Bar. How is it?
Yes, Prova Pizza Bar. It's going fantastic. It's an upscale casual concept. You could just take a slice to go, and there's also a 40-seat sit-down restaurant. It's on the lower concourse right across from Magnolia Bakery, and it's hopefully the first of many. We're looking to expand. We're already looking to lock a deal on a second location in New York City, so it's going really, really well.
Good. And why do you think that Prova Pizza is like the best pizza you can get?
Why do I know?
Why do you think? What's in it?
Okay, so it's kind of a hybrid between the Neapolitan and the Roman style pizza. We use the Neapolitan flour and grain, which is non-GMO. It's one of the best flours you can get from Naples. We leaven the dough rises over 2 days. And it's a very hydrated dough, so it's extremely light and digestible, and your stomach doesn't blow up because the yeast has had time to rise.
That's naturally. Interesting.
And it's a small amount of yeast, yes. So it's very light digestible, and we use the best ingredients, you know, pinola tomatoes from Mount Vesuvius, buffalo mozzarella. We really use premium ingredients. And that's what Italian cuisine is all about, you know, try and get the best ingredients. And it's the cooking process, which is very artisanal. And it's really, and most importantly, even though it's one of the, you know, healthier pizzas out there, it tastes delicious.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's important, right?
It doesn't taste like whole wheat pizza, which I hate.
No.
So, it still tastes delicious.
Okay, so all of you have got to try that Prova Pizza Bar.
And my meatballs are there, too.
Well, that's my favorite. How many years have I been eating your meatballs? And you've got two versions, right? Spicy and regular.
Yes. I have spicy and regular, Yep. I won the Meatball Madness 2 years in a row, and I won all these awards for it. And basically, my grandmother and my mother's recipe, I didn't change it too much. And it's just fresh ingredients and very light and delicious. And I think when people eat it, it takes them back to their Sundays growing up when moms used to spend 6 hours making meatballs, and no one has time to do that anymore today. So,
no, but did you grow up with the big Sunday meal? Because hard to grow up when you're in a restaurant family because they worked all the time.
We really actually did, but the Sunday in all my restaurants growing up, it was always closed on Sundays. And that's why that was our family day. I was never allowed to really go out with friends. We knew that that was the day for the family to eat and be together. So that was pretty strict in our household.
Sundays,
my father was off.
And you were all together. Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Donatella. We're all delighted and thrilled for you with your success, your great family. Say hello to your parents.
If you need any of my recipes, just go on my Twitter or anything, Donatella Arpaia.
Yes, we'd love that. And you'd put some of the best recipes online.
Yes, that's how everyone wants to view them today. So
All right,
just have
well,
the computer on and start cooking.
Okay, start cooking and enjoy. All the best
have a wonderful
to you.
Mother's Day, Joan. Thank
you too. Talk to you soon. I'm Joan Hamburg. That was Donatella Arpaia, and you're listening to WABC.